Welcome to the Babes Talking Business podcast, the space where female entrepreneurs are elevated and celebrated with your hosts, Shani Thompson and Lauren Kerr.
We're two best friends with over 10 years in business, a global impacting community of thousands. We've talked on stages around the world and have recently navigated the evolution of maiden to mother together. We're here to share the advice, the lessons, and the laughs along the way.
And we're inviting you to sit at the table and be in the room with women who are making bold moves, backing themselves, and showing you what's also available for you. All right, welcome back to Babes Talking Business, Season 6.
Season 6.
It feels good to be back. And can I just say, elevated.
Look at the haircut. We've got new hair. We've got new studio.
Okay. We just need to talk a little bit about our history of what it's taken to get here. 6 years of tech failure, microphones not working, lights not working, cameras not working. So we just decided, you know what, let's just actually invest and up-level the podcast. So I'm so excited for this season. And I am excited because we are going to be starting off this episode with we just want to get real and talk about high achievers in business and really like what's holding them back from elevating to that next level. Like, why did it take us 6 years to get to this place? But I really want to break that down with you today, Loz, because I know like we've both gone through our own like evolution in the last little bit. We've been on a 4 or 5 month hiatus from the podcast specifically because we needed to change the direction of our brand, of our businesses, and that really took time to like marinate in. So we are going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about what's holding you back. If you're feeling like you're not fully showing up in the amazing light that you are, maybe because you're scared about, you know, what people will think or even scaring people off. I know we're going to talk about that a little bit in this episode. Yeah, we just want to let you know, like, we've been there too. We've been there. We've really felt this recently and we've had some really good chats over the last few months, like, about this. So we want to share a little bit about how we're moving through it, how we have moved past it, and how we've taken action. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to be talking about tackling another common issue, which is spreading ourselves too thin, like doing it all, doing like throwing spaghetti at the wall and seeing what sticks and kind of like filling up your schedule and your plate with everything and anything in hopes that something's going to work, because we've definitely been there too. So that's the episode today.
Before we delve in though, I know we said that this season we wanted to bring in some rapid fire questions that we want to have at the start of every episode. And this season's all about elevating and celebrating female entrepreneurs. So in the spirit of that, we're going to have some rapid fire questions. We're going to start the episode with like celebrating the growth and elevating the growth, because I think, and the whole point with social media, I think a lot of women in business think they're failing because they just see all these other women winning.
Yeah.
And they don't see the growth behind the scenes. And if you're not failing, it tells me that you're not trying. Like, So I have a rapid fire question for you. What was your biggest lesson this week or your biggest failure this week?
Well, actually, I don't know if it was this week. Can I like rewind a little bit? My biggest lesson was, I've really realized how like over the last 6 years, and it's gotten bigger and more progressive over time, but in the last few years in business, like because I wanted my business to grow so badly and like so like I really wanted to move the needle, I was like, you know what, I'm going to invest so much money into my business and have everything, like all the things. I want this to happen. I want this person to have that task. I'm going to delegate this there. And my biggest lesson was actually after reading the book 10X is easier than 2X, I realized, wow, I've been focusing on the 80% of my business where really I need to just hone in on like the one thing. So I've really been taking that philosophy into my business recently and I'm seeing so much like magic happen from that. So that's my biggest lesson.
I'm
doing way too much. Just got to reel it in.
Reel it in.
What about you, Lozzie?
Not to echo what you just said, because I think we've both just loved the book 10X. Maybe that's going to be a recommendation. Love that. Love everything high performance. So I might even just share something like in the season of motherhood that we're in, mm-hmm. I've learned that this too shall pass.
Mm-hmm.
Like I know when you're in it, I think when we're in it, when we're sleep deprived and our little babies are turning 2 in the next couple of weeks, which is crazy. And Stevie's just gone into a toddler, like a bed, a proper big bed. And so I remember the first week of the transition, I was to Dan like, this is hell. Like, what are we doing? Like, I feel like I've got a newborn again. And then I think we're at the 2 week mark now and she's sleeping through. So I'm like, this too shall pass. That was my lesson or reminder this week. That's this so too good. Shall pass.
I'm so not ready for the big boy bed. It's not happening. He's gonna be 10 and still in a cot. All right, well, let's get into it. Let's do a little bit of a life update because we have been away from the podcast for like 4 or 5 months. It's been like
wild.
We had to have that break though because we really needed to sit with the intention of where are we taking the podcast now? What's the intention? Yeah, there's just been a bit of like a metamorphosis in the whole process. So let's talk about that. I'm going to flick it to you. Maybe you can start. I know that we're like in an era right now of like wanting more and we really want to share that message with other women. So
yeah, I think we both were kind of feeling it. Our last episode that we shared with you guys, we did like the 4-part series to help you over the new year with like crafting your vision and creating your boundaries and creating that like the vortex of the energy around you to make 2024 the year you go and create it. So that's where we left you. And then I went off to Europe for 6 weeks with our family, had a beautiful European trip. We went to, oh my gosh, where did we go? UK, Sweden,
Austria.
I went to the snow in Austria. Stevie hated the snow. She's definitely a sun baby like her mama, so that wasn't that fun with her. Like, we love the snow. We just like skied every day and drank mulled wine and left Stevie at the resort, so that was fine. So we did that, which was really nice. And I think it was really important, and it is important as entrepreneurs and in business, and especially when you've been doing it for a while. Like, we're reminiscing. I think we've had 8 years in our network marketing business and 10 years in business in general. And I know I personally felt like a metamorphosis. I felt things shifting even before I left, being like, I want to come back with clarity on like, yeah, my direction on my own personal branding, the offers, my gifts. And I think it was really beautiful we came back to the book 10X because it really, like you said, it's, and I do think when you're starting in business, you have to learn lots of skills. Like entrepreneurship, you've like, there's so much to learn, but as you master it and you're in it long enough, it's really about honing in and mastering unique skills. And I think I came back being like going through another metamorphosis with our last one being 2 years ago when we became mamas, just being like, yeah, I want this year to look different and I want to create things in my zone of genius and the things that I really enjoy rather than trying to do all the things, which is funny because when we came back and I think you and I connected, you then went to Bali. Yes. Maybe then I can pass it to you with where you went.
Yeah. So I went to, well, before I went to Bali, I actually went to an all day workshop with my coach who did a workshop on like unlocking your greatest potential. And can I be really honest? I went to that workshop with like my business hat on to be like, what content am I going to learn here that I could like recreate? But I actually sat in it as a student, like maybe like half an hour into it, I was like, oh no, I actually need this. Like I'm ready to unlock my gifts like to a new level. And yeah, he finished off with like this really beautiful closed eye where you had to like visualize your next level self, and my next level self had short hair. So I literally opened my eyes and I was like, Matt, I'm chopping my hair off tomorrow. And he was like, what? How short? And I'm like, really short. So I messaged my hairdresser and I'm like, Michaela, I know I've been talking about this for ages, but I'm ready. I'm going to chop my hair off. Like, I'm so ready for that version of me. And she was like, oh my God. This is like a hairdresser's dream, apparently, to like chop someone's hair off that has really long hair. She was like, can you do 12 o'clock tomorrow? I was like, oh, yep. Went in, chopped it off. And it's weird. It's like I instantly walked into that version of me. Isn't that weird how a haircut can do that? Mm. I know you like dyed your hair red last year when you went through your, like we've all done it. So yeah, anyway, I went to Bali and I decided that I was just going to have a full on sabbatical, like no business, no emails, no messages, no anything, which I haven't done in a while. I hadn't done it since last year when I went to Europe. So It was a really nice offline time. And in that time, I think because I just like cleared the mind of like all the clutter and the noise, I just became like an open channel for like all these amazing downloads and like, yeah, really tapped into like what my gifts are, what my strengths are, what I'm passionate about. And then I've come up with like all these amazing ideas that I'm so excited to launch this year. And I know like when you do that and you produce and create from that state, the work that you do is A, effortless, but B, it's like freaking magic. Like it's magnetic. People love it. People need it. They want to buy it. So I'm like very excited for what's coming this year because I know it's come from a really great space.
Yeah. And when we got back together too, it's kind of like we both landed a new evolution. And it reminded me of when we created Her Renaissance 2 years ago, because I think the last time we felt that evolution was two years ago when we transitioned to motherhood. So if you haven't checked out Her Renaissance yet, we'll make sure we pop it in the show notes. But yeah. I think it's a really good course to go through when you feel like you're going through a bit of a shift. Like it's it's an evolution personally, it's an evolution in your business, it's how you run it. And I think we both, and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't want to talk for both of us, but I think we both landed in the same space, was like we came back to this year realizing that we want to be and show up in more of us. I think not that we ever did it consciously, but I think we've realized maybe unconsciously over the last couple of years that even in this space on the podcast that we've kind of dimmed our light a little bit. Like we've said what we feel like will make other people comfortable. We haven't rocked the boat too much. We haven't really spoken the truth about the level that we play out, the work that we do. Yeah. Because in like we've openly said, like even the last few weeks, like we've had people in our circle and I think they mean it in a really lovely way, but being like, you're just too amazing. Like you girls just like, we can't do what you do. And I'm like, it makes you want to place more. Cause like, I don't want to make other people feel like they can't have what we have, but it's available. It's just like, it's there for you, but not everyone I think has the hunger, or the capacity to go after it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really interesting that you brought that comment up because, I definitely feel like there's been a part of me in business in the last few years that's not wanted to show the real behind the scenes because like I'm scared about what, like for those who are ambitious to create big goals in their business, I've been really afraid of like if I show them what the level of business that I have is like it might scare them away from their ambition and their goals. And because I have had open conversations with people who have said like I want that, but I'm just not willing to do what it takes to get there. Like, I'm not willing to do what you did. And so those conversations have kind of made me feel like, oh shit, well, maybe I shouldn't really tell people like, you know, how much I actually like invest in my business or like time-wise or yeah, financially well. Because I'm like, oh, I really want you to succeed and I really want you to like get there. So maybe the way I'm doing it is wrong. And like, how silly of me to think that, right? To be like, oh, I'm just going to like play it down a little bit in hopes that like, yeah, this inspires you to keep going. But really on reflection, I'm like, whoa, I think that's really disabled a lot of people with me not shining brightly and actually showing them like, this is how I play. This is how I show up. This is my work ethic. This is how much I put into it. This is how late at night I stay up, you know, like,
yeah.
So I think this season is really about like cutting the ties with that identity of like, I don't want to piss anyone off. And that comment coming back to that where it was said in a really beautiful way, but it was like, oh my gosh, I just want to let you girls know, like you are so amazing, but you're too amazing. And sometimes I look at you and think, you know, like, I don't want that. And yeah, that comment, like, I think for both of us was like, yeah, I'm actually going to take that with a grain of salt. And I'm just going to actually just like stop being.
I'm going to go be more. I think where we both landed with that was I think I went to the sauna that very week with our girlfriend, Anna, who we're excited to have on the podcast this season too. And we're talking about it. And I think it reminds you of that meme that goes around. It was like, if someone's essentially asking you to be less, like do less, when really you need to use that. And the message you need to take from that is go be more, go unleash more of you. Because by us we've actually not found the people who want to play at our level because we're not showing up at that level. And I think the more that we give ourselves permission to, and that's what I'm excited to create this season, is actually to be the era of more. Like there are women like us who I know are out there who are hungry. And it's not about, and I know we're going to do an episode on this next even, it's not about burning out or doing business in your masculine. It's about having like beautiful structures and systems and support and like the emotional intelligence, the psychology, the mindset, the energetics to hold it. And you keep, it's like that law of relativity, like what you invest in might be proportional and it will meet you at your edge for that level. And then you get there and then the level of investment, the level of what you can hold, the stress, the conflict, the duality, it's all relative to where you're at. And I think we for a while have just kind of dimmed our light and played it. Although I'm behind the scenes, I think we're both playing at this level, but we don't show it here because we're like, we don't want to rock the boat. But I think because of that, the women that are playing at this level haven't been able to find us.
Yeah. Yeah. That has been a really big realization in the last couple of months. It's been big, like really emotional to hold, but also like really freaking awesome to be like, oh my gosh, I'm so ready for what's coming because I'm not like associated with that old identity anymore, which is why I had to cut my hair off. I literally said to Matt, like, I have to cut my hair off because the Shannon with long hair, like, she's gone. She's not here anymore. She's gone.
Oh, Lordy. Yeah. So in saying that, we are, what are we now? April? May? April.
It's April.
April.
It's your daughter's birthday.
This weekend.
In a few days.
I went into labor 3 days. In 3 days, 2 years ago. So maybe we can reflect on like while we've been in this metamorphosis and I know both of us have invested. And this is another thing I think I'd love to bring into this space. I think women who are doing big things in public and especially women who run companies, lead teams, like we're so used to holding
a lot of energy.
We hold a lot of people. Like we've had to make some pretty big decisions in behind the scene and hold a lot of energy with leadership recently. I think I want to just speak into this if there's any other women who may be watching this. I think it's these women like us who need it more than ever to get support privately. And I think both of us individually have went and gone and seeked our own mentors and coaches recently because like I don't feel like you've got to be the one that does it all and is it all for everyone. I still think when you're growing and you continuously grow, you always need to get a new expander, someone who's going to be at that next level showing you what's possible and can be that mirror for you. Because even listening to you speak, I feel it really humbling because we can coach women through, like we can see when women are playing small, right?
Yeah.
We're like, oh, you're dimming your light. You don't want to piss people off.
Yeah.
But hearing you speak, I'm like, how come neither of us called each other out in that? Like it's taken us like, it's only recently we're both like, wow, we haven't been –
yeah.
Really being us.
Well, I think as well, like for both of us to have had that realization, by the way, separately, like we had that realization separately and then one day we had a bathhouse and we were like, this is how I feel. And I'm like, this is how I feel. So like I thought that was strange, but I feel like for us to have had that realization, we had to have really hard shit in our business happen to kind of hit like my enough is enough moment. And we both hit that, you know, in the last few months in business where we just kind of went, things need to change. Otherwise, like if nothing changes, nothing changes. So I think as well, like for anyone who's going through like really difficult times in business, whether it's financially or just like you feel like you're at your capacity or you've got to pivot or whatever it is, like just know that's such a gift because I feel like the challenges we've recently had in business has really like gifted us this like hindsight and this like it's like a door has opened to now go through, which we were never ready for that door.
No.
We had to arrive here the way we've arrived here.
Yeah.
It's perfection. It's all perfection.
It's perfection.
Yeah. But let's talk about like investing in other like mentors and guides and coaches and healers and whatever, because I think that's actually really important, especially for someone who's doing big work, when you're serving a lot of people, when you're holding space for a lot of people, when you're doing like really big stuff. Yeah, like I am a big believer in investing in a mentor. And I know like you've recently invested in a coach like and like have spent big money on that. I invested in a coach, like a one-on-one coach, and then a mastermind as well. because yeah, I just like needed that guidance for that next level. I suppose I want to like hear a little bit about what's come up for you since you've invested in your coach.
I was reflecting and I noticed like every 2 or 3 years I've done a big investment in a coach. So I know you've spoken about it a few times in the podcast. I feel like you would do like a quantum leap and then you'll consolidate and you become the person that holds that level and then you'll get comfortable and then you're like, all right, I need a quantum leap again. And every time I've noticed, I'm like, I remember doing my big one was like my 6-figure summit with Eric Worre. I remember that was a really big thing. That was, I think it was like that back then it was like 8K, which was really big for me in like my second year in business. And then like 2 or 3 years later, I remember investing in Scott Oldford, who was my, he was my big one. And then recently I've invested in, Rebecca Adhill. She'll kill me if I don't say her last name properly. But I was like, I know I want to be that woman for other women making big moves, that woman that's behind the scenes. And for me personally, something I really wanted to help with was like my getting clear on my messaging and my marketing. Like I knew behind the scenes I've gone through evolution and I know behind the scenes I've got clear on like my background's in psychology. I love high performance, but I haven't seen other women working. I haven't seen other female high performance coaches show up or deliver the way that I want to work, like do that. And I'm like, I don't know how to show up online like that.
Yeah.
And I think it's really important when you're choosing mentors that they have the same values as you. And something that I was really inspired by was like, she was a mother that had created the success she had with like young kids. And I was like, I feel like I want more kids. And how I've learned from my business in the last 2 years around Stevie is like, I had to come over so many different self-learning beliefs on how we did business before kids now to how I do business after kids.
Yeah.
So it's been really nice just to have that woman behind the scenes hold me and like believe in me on the days that you feel a little bit shaky and have someone that's in the zone of genius that will what you need help with. So marketing for me was the thing that I needed help with. I was clear on what I was getting mentorship for. So I think it's a big thing, like when you're investing in a coach or a mentor, like knowing what it is you're actually being really tangible on that.
Yeah.
And also for the values alignment. So I'm loving just having someone that's got no ulterior motives, like no one that, you know what I mean? It's like totally separate from business, someone that you can workshop things out with. And it's just been a really nice, while you're going through a quantum leap or you're meeting yourself at your edge, I think it's really important to find that person for you behind the scenes to kind of hold you and be like, you got this, you got this, you got this.
I've got to say, and I just want to like really honor you for a minute because your branding and messaging, like it's been so on point. And I've told you that like in messages, but like the only way I can describe it is, you know that emoji with the smoke coming out of its mouth? Where it's like, that's you right now. Like,
well, thank you.
I love it.
Thank you.
I love it. And I know it's like, I know it's a lot of hard work because it's a lot of like rewiring of how you communicate and the messaging and the intention and the pains and the solutions and like all that stuff. Like it takes a lot of work to be very intentional with that.
And it comes back to what we just said before. I think I didn't realize until I started doing it, like I'm learning a lot behind the scenes, but implementing it, that I'm still worried that I was going to piss people off because now I am showing up as my most potent self. Like I am talking about high performance and I'm talking about how we lead and how we do business.
Yeah.
And it has scared me because I'm like, most people, this won't resonate with how I've been doing business, well, how I've been showing up. It's how I have always run my business, but I haven't shared that part of me in my marketing.
Well, to be fair, like you have had people say to you, Loz, I didn't appreciate how you said that. Or Loz, I think that that was too blunt. Or I thought that that was, you know, too forward or too masculine. Like you've had people say that to you. I've been there when people have said that to you. Yeah. So it's only natural for you to be like, okay, well, I'll just be a little bit more lovely then because that's what everybody needs and wants. But that's the whole like thing of this episode, right? It's like, no more.
No more.
No.
And even Rebecca, like she reflected that to me. She's like, can I just give you some feedback? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, online, she's like, you come across like you're so lovely and like it's, you're a mom and it's the beach and like all this white space. And she's like, and I see you and you're fucking fire. Like she's like, you're direct. You're like, you get shit done. Like that's what needs to come across in your messaging. I'm like, I'm trying. Even I hate the word I'm trying. I'm doing it. But it's rewiring.
It's rewiring. It's big as well because like you know that when you change your messaging online, like, and I've recently experienced this, like your engagement drops, like the usual people that used to love on you don't love on you anymore, but you know you're doing the right thing when that happens because yeah, you're trying to like fit in a box, and that box is shit.
It's not fun there. It's not fun there. What about you? What's been your experience with your coaching and your investments over the last few months?
So I invested in a mastermind that was very specific around like working within your strengths. And I loved that. I thought it was such a smart strategy for business, especially because like I was throwing spaghetti at the wall to be like, I wonder what sticks and what'll work. And like, I'll spend money over here and money over there, and this person can do that for me, and I'll do all the things so that like something works. And then so just, yeah, being in a mastermind with other female entrepreneurs who are like in totally different businesses to me, and just seeing like how we all kind of were doing the same thing was like really eye-opening actually. But then being called out on it, I suppose, like being called forward to change that and really get like in tune with who I am as a person and as a business owner, what I love, what I'm great at, and really focusing on that. Yeah, I was like, well, yeah, I dislike doing this over there, but why do I do it? Because I think I have to do it, because otherwise my business like won't work or it won't be successful. So it's just like getting really clear on what I like and don't like, what I'm great at, what I'm not great at, and just honing in on that one thing. So that was a really good mastermind. And now like I'm really using that in what I'm teaching, but I've weaved in like my astrology piece into that and helping women at the moment just like get really clear with their like cosmic design. Which sounds a little bit woo, but it's actually legit. Like, it's so good.
Seriously, if any of you guys read The Surrender Project, I keep talking about Shani being my moon magic queen. Like, all that stuff was so...
It's relevant. Yeah, it's so relevant. It's true. Like,
and I said to Shan, we're going to do an episode where she's going to read my birth chart so you can hear how relevant it is. It's wild.
That's coming. Yeah, so like, I can't wait for that episode where we read your birth chart, your natal chart, and we go like, right, these planets are placed here. Like, this is the energy that like you were born with. Like, how do we utilize that? Like, and I've been using that myself since I did that mastermind back in, I started it when I was in Europe, so June last year. And then now that I've weaved in my own like little flavor, I'm like, oh my gosh, I've figured something out here. So that's been amazing. And then I do also have a one-on-one coach who's been more like a physical coach. Like, I had a lot of back pain that I've been suffering with, which was all energy, and it was all like holding on to a lot of stuff. So he's really helped me to release that, realign my spine and my hips. And so he's great at that. I want to have him on the podcast actually. But yeah, just like releasing the pain, which I actually released within like 3 weeks of seeing him after having it since I've had Rui. So like 18 months when I started seeing him, 18 months of pain. But he, I love what he does. He also does like a lot of metaphysical stuff. So looks at like ailments and illness and disease and pain, and then like correlates that with emotions and energy that you're holding on to. And then like we work through that. So the sessions with him have been really cool. It's like, yeah, I'm working on my body to like eradicate this pain, but I'm also like really doing the inner work on like the shit that I'm like holding on to, limiting beliefs. So that's been really good.
Era of more, baby.
Yeah.
Era of more. So with that, I guess with our coaching that we've been having and our own metamorphosis and our little sabbaticals and our travels with our babies, what would you say our biggest breakthrough has been?
For me personally, my biggest breakthrough has been like I'm naturally a high performer. Like I always have been. The way that I show up in business, my work ethic, how much I can do, I'm a manifesting generator. So I'm like, I can do a lot of things and I do it really fast and I can skip steps and still like produce something really freaking awesome. But I've realized just because I can do it all doesn't mean I have to. So like coming back to the book, 10X is better than 2X, really made like the messaging in that was like, when you look at everything that you do in your business, look at like the 20% of the actions that you do that really move the needle. Like, what are those? Like, what are those things? And just do that. And so like the mastermind about the strengths in business, like that was kind of perfection. Then I read the book 10X and I was like, wow, like there's a lot of like this message keeps coming up in my life for me right now. So my biggest breakthrough has been when I let go of all the stuff that I think I have to do because I've been told that's what I have to do, or it's actually worked for someone else, but that's because that's their strength. That's their blueprint. Doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be my blueprint for success. Like, I've really let go of like trying to do it all. And recently, like, I've really honed in on just that 20%, which are my gifts and my strengths in business. And I'm having so much fun. Like, business is so much fun. It's enjoyable. It's like, I feel like, I don't know, do you remember what it felt like when you like first opened your business and it was like a game and you're like, oh, I can't wait to like jump in today and see what I'm going to do. Like, I'm like, it's been 10 years in business for me and I'm feeling like that again. It's like, yeah, it's been really, really cool. So that's been my biggest breakthrough. What about you?
I love it. Oh, I was journaling on this too, because I think this kind of echoes everything that we've spoken about in this episode. But one of the things I got asked by my coach, and it's funny because I realize this is something I've done in my business for the last, 8 years. She's like, what do you, when you want people to come across your marketing or like have a exposure to you, have a connection to you, whether it's your coaching, it's your podcast, it's your books, like, what's your intention? How do you want them to feel? And I've even noticed when I look back and I was coaching my team through it, my thing, the word that I've always anchored into is like, I want to be relatable. Mm. And she's like, I'm going to call you on that. And I was like, okay. She's like, why do you want to be relatable? Because if you want somebody, and this plays into the dimming the light thing, like, I'm dimming down who I am, how I lead, how I show up. Like you said, my work ethic, the output, the energy, because I don't want to make other people feel uncomfortable. I want them to relate to me. I want them to say like, I'm just like them. And she's like, but you're not just like them. And you've got to be okay with like, yes, I want to be honest. And yes, I want to be authentic. And yes, I want to be approachable, but I don't have to be relatable. And I like unconsciously just kind of like, I think it just anchored in everything we've just spoken about in this episode, is like, for so many years, that is how I was trying to show up. And that's how I was approaching situations. And that's how I was doing my leadership, being like, I'm just like you. I've been where you've been. Like, yes, I'm a mom. Or yes, like, I built this business when I was 19, 20, you know, like, I moved away with not knowing anyone. Like, I had everything I've done by myself. But like, I always just trying to like relate to them and pull something out of them that they could relate to. But yeah, unconsciously, it's been my biggest, now consciously is my biggest breakthrough, but unconsciously, I didn't even realize I was doing that. So honest, yes. Authentic, yes. Approachable, yes. Relatable is no longer a part of who I want to be or how I want to show up.
I love it. And how does that feel?
Freeing.
Yeah.
Feels freeing.
Mm.
I think I told you too, like, when we got back from Europe, even before I engaged with my coach, I went to like a Reiki and an energetic healer invite, and she said that thing too. She was like, yeah, I had to get rid of all these hooks in you.
Energetic hooks.
Because she's like, you feel like you owe like all these people things, like you're being held down out of like, you feel like responsibility, and it's not letting you like just be you. And like, when she like unhooked everything, she's like, now how do you feel? And like, she's like, I have a vision. And she's like, it's like, all I see is like a white horse. And I was like, yes, like, I'm unleashed. I'm like, I'm free. I'm running. I'm wild. Like, let's go. And like, I feel that energy coming back into the air.
I feel it. Just sitting here. Well, how bloody exciting. And what a great episode to start this season with, because this kind of gives you a taste of what's coming, because this season is not going to be like the other seasons.
No, it's going to be different. Welcome back to season 6.
Yeah, I'm so excited. And you know, like you said before, you know, every 2 years you feel like you've invested like really big in yourself. I feel like obviously like 2 years ago we launched Her Renaissance, which was when we were transitioning from, you know, maiden to mother and figuring out like how the hell to do business with a baby after, what was that then, 7 years of doing it baby free. And we were going through that metamorphosis of like, wow, this is like, that was the last time, right? You dyed your hair red. Like, I remember it was just like, I'm changing my identity. I was like, I just don't even resonate with any of the posts that I've done. Like, the clothes in my wardrobe is shit. I don't want to wear any of it. Like, we both went through that. And then like Her Renaissance was born, which I'm so proud of that. 8-week container because like it's potent. It's so like there's so much goodness in there. And thinking back like to what we've spoken about today, we kind of went through something like this back then, and we put it in module 5. Do you remember? Module 5 is all about like taking action like the millionaire that you are, like stepping into that, like who is it that I need to become and what's the action that I need to take. And that's in module 5. And then actually, coincidentally, the second assignment in module 5 is all about like whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. Right. And so like it relates so much to like the whole dimming your light thing, like whether you think that you're too much or not, like you are going to be that for other people. But when you kind of like cut the cord with that whole belief system and you be who you are, like authentically, like that's where the magic really unfolds. So yeah, I'm just thinking back to module 5 because that was
a goodie.
Yeah, it is a goodie. And the assignment in like in the workbook, for module 5 is all about like those questions. You remember those questions that are like kind of makes you think about what do you need to do less of? What do you need to do more of? What do you need to start doing? What do you need to stop doing to like really help you get clear on like who's my next level self and how does she need to show up now? So it's all in there.
And the parts of yourself that you have to let go of. I think even a theme for today has been sometimes you've got to let go of something good to become something great. And that's part of the constant evolution as women, as humans, as business owners. You need to be constantly evolving. Like you can, what you try to resist is going to persist. And I think if you don't lean into it and you don't be intentional about your growth, which is why I loved her Renaissance, because like it's self-paced, you got beautiful workbooks you can take yourself through, like you're going to burn out, you're going to feel frustrated, you're going to stop enjoying your business, you're going to have a bottleneck in your business. So I think if anything that we've spoken about today lands with you and you can feel that you're at your edge or you're at your ceiling and it's time to evolve in order to expand, I really encourage you to delve in.
We'll put it in the show notes. It's a really beautiful container.
Last rapid fire question, because we said we're going to have one at the start, one at the end. Yes. So in the theme of celebrating women, who are you celebrating or appreciating this week?
Well, I think it would be really like bad of me to not celebrate you right now. And just say I appreciate you. Loz took me out for my birthday on the weekend, took me to a bathhouse, which is my love language. And we were there with our friend Anna. And I just like, after that session, I was like, I just love being surrounded by women who go big. And it's like so cool to have women in my space and in my orbit who like are inspiring and doing great things with themselves and like meeting themselves at their edge. And you are that person in my life right now. So thank you.
Ditto, baby. I would say the same. I can't echo, but
you can't say the same.
But no, but just in general, I am appreciative for all the women out there who are going to step into the era of more this year. Like who are like, you know what? Like it's time. We see you. Hopefully today's landed for you. And I think I'd also love to do a bit of a shout out and appreciate, because I think it feels kind of insensitive not that I knew her personally, but Ash Good is someone who passed away sadly on the weekend in the Sydney stabbings events. And we've got friends that know of her, love her. And I think what I've heard from her about her, I know there was other victims on the weekend as well, but I think being a mum, it hits a little bit different. It sounds like she was just a woman who loved living and led life. Big. Yeah. And that's what we're all about. So just shout out to her and the victims over the weekend and all our love and light to all of you. And here's to leaving that legacy and making sure that we live and we lead big and we own and love all of ourselves so other women, we can be that light for other women who want to step into it.
I love it. Love you, Lozzie. Great episode back. I hope you're feeling inspired after that conversation and it's empowered you to make some amazing changes and choices in your life. Don't forget, let us know if you love this episode by giving us a 5-star review. It really helps to know that we're on the right track with serving you guys. And it also really supports our channel as well. If you head over to the link in our bio on Instagram, you'll get access to all of our goodies, including our signature 8-week container, Her Renaissance. And don't forget, head over to the show notes. Make sure you check out any of the links, the books, or the references that we mentioned in this episode. And before we go, we just want to say thank you so much for being here, for being committed to your best self, and for showing up for you today. You are amazing. If you think that there is someone in your life that could really benefit from this episode, while you're feeling super inspired, please hit that share button, or you can share it on your Instagram. Make sure you tag us. We really want to empower others with our message and our purpose. So by you sharing, it just really helps us elevate that mission and message out to the world, and really helps us to inspire more people. So head over to www.babestalkingbusiness.com. Check out all of our other podcast episodes, and we are sending you so much love. See you soon.